Peer review. The USS Abraham Lincoln is headed home following its 9-month deployment, the same ship where sailors reportedly attempted to jump overboard. /NBC News, Navy Times. A new aircraft carrier, scheduled to be named after a Black War hero, may be renamed for President Trump. The Guardian. J. Mel Bowie, it is frightening to contemplate what Trump might do to save his fragile sense of self. The New York Times. In the Middle East, Netanyahu's government is seen to be hoping for another intifada, anticipating October's election. The Economist. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Ebola outbreak is now the fastest spreading on record. /DW. If this isn't war, I'm not sure what is. Russia's shadow war with Europe continues to escalate. /Unmasking Russia. If you enjoy these headlines, please join us as a sustaining member to support what we do and unlock access to paywalled links. Nordic Tuscany refers to a part of Sweden that's now producing award-winning wines thanks to the climate crisis. Semaphore. The Bordeaux region of France has recorded more days this year above 104 degrees than during the entire century plus since 1920. Kotk. See also, the makers of Top Ramen debut a new instant noodle that's rehydrated with cold water. /Untitled Food Magazine. The United States federal debt surpasses $40 trillion, double its size from less than 10 years ago. NPR. Regarding Wednesday's link about artificial intelligence upending book publishing, there is a real dirty secret right now, which is that almost every writer is using it. /Platformer. San Francisco is said to be full of stochastic parrots, or people describing themselves as if they were language models. The Atlantic. Does Manhattan need more ornamental architecture? Should London's Haygate estate have been saved? Fashionably late takes, The Londoner. A driving tour of Lowe's Angels remaining googie masterpieces. /Wallpaper. Unrelated, everything you need to know about competitive boat docking. The Wall Street Journal.